G'day, mates. Welcome back to another episode of Your Mates Podcast. Guys, before we get settled, before we get comfy and sit down and listen to us on your drive home, full disclaimer, if you haven't seen already across our social media, your boy Benny, he forgot to press, he didn't forget to press record on the Rodecaster. He forgot to put the SD card in. So here I am recording the intro the next day. What we've done, guys, is we've extracted the audio from the video recording that we uploaded. We've tweaked it a little bit, so you will hear a little bit of difference between the normal qualities. It will be a big drop, but if you guys have enjoyed the previous episodes, I'm sure that you will be able to put up with us in this one. Probably similar to episode two, possibly a little bit worse, but we're looking forward to hearing your feedback. Obviously, elephant in the room. We know the audio isn't as clear as what it would be, but all the rest of it, we have our very good mate, Blakey, on the podcast for the first time tonight. So again, we hope that you guys enjoy it. People that have already been following us from the Coach Carter days would be aware of Blakey. He needs no introduction. Sort of throw him under the bus a few times in the podcast as well. But yeah, we really look forward to hearing your feedback in terms of the content, and look forward to getting it right next week. And I can promise on my half, it definitely won't happen again. I think we talk about a little bit on the podcast as well. But before we did go live, one of the microphones broke, so that also threw us off. Not that that, in hindsight, had any difference to do with, the audio at the end of the day. But, we were a little rattled, and, we pick it up. We definitely pick it up towards the back end of the podcast. So if you guys can sit through that, we really do appreciate it. And if you're joining us for the first time, I highly recommend you go back and listen to us from one all the way through. We record these in a format where you don't necessarily have to listen to them week to week. You can go back and listen to them at any times. But, all right, guys, enjoy the episode.
I'll drop a little single in.
We have to talk over the top of it, otherwise you might get copyrighted.
No. All day. Oh, no.
Dude, this is what Benny raps to.
Forever Future's looking bright.
100.
It's pretty dark.
I can't even hear it.
Sounds awkward.
Yeah, it sounds hot.
It's fire. Mm.
Told you we're going to drop tracks one day.
Yeah, we're talking. So with the setup that we've got here, we can fully.
Oh, no. Future looking bright. Look out, you get a fright.
It sounds so buzzy because I can't hear what you're singing in time to.
My glasses are fogging up.
Yeah, you're fogging up, bro. Shit.
Bit misty in here, boys.
Bit misty. Why is that?
Fuck. Got those glasses on, cuz.
Some things haven't changed, eh, Blake?
Oh, my eyesight's
what is it?
All that close.
What music is this?
Russ.
Oh, yeah.
Russ.
I've heard of Russ.
I don't mind a bit of Russ. Why? Are you going to get horny?
Yeah, you'll be in big trouble if we
sit in a bad spot too. Snake a little finger in you, I don't know.
Came.
Slip a finger.
Oh, these headphones are fucking loud, aren't they?
They're alright, man.
I mean, everything.
Alright, boys, how was the rest of your weekends? What did you get up to? What did you get up to for the rest of the weekend?
Me?
Just dribble.
I didn't do much, eh? I actually, long weekend for Easter,
Didn't have to work Monday.
Pardon?
Didn't have to work Monday.
Or Friday, yeah.
And no one worked Monday or Friday.
Yeah.
I worked Friday.
Sorry, PT.
With the PT.
Yeah. It's easier to work. It's usually easier to work the public holidays when you do it that way, because everyone's got the day off. So if anyone needs to do makeups or anything like that, otherwise it just puts me off for the rest of the week.
Yeah, rough.
But now, man.
It's a tough life being a PT. I can see.
I bet.
Can see those early days.
Yeah. Filming all those oldies.
Yeah. He's taking his head, he's like, oh, I'm deaf in this shit.
Oh,
drop a track, Benny.
Drop a freestyle. Chilling here with my mates. I don't know what to say.
Well. Someone just masturbate.
Yeah, we'll roll with that. All right, that's going to lead us into our intro. G'day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of Your Mates Podcast. Brought to you by Your Mates, Weedy, B-Rad. Oh, we got another one. Benny, Weedy, and B-Rad. And we've actually got our first, our mate. He's actually not a new face to some people, but I guess to the our mates community, he might be. But I'll let him introduce himself.
Oh, fuck.
Oh. He's back. Oh, the shakes are back.
There's no shakes, but
it's
the Sergio, aka Sergio.
Good
to
be back.
What's the thing?
Your mates,
bro. Fucking hell. All right. Name's Blake. 28 years old.
Virgo.
Just Sagittarius. My plumber. That's all you need to know.
It's not a fucking dating profile.
Bro. Yeah, cool. I don't know how the fuck to introduce myself. I don't do this often.
Give us Blake.
There we go.
Yeah.
So we do have Blakey back on board for the podcast today, guys. So for anybody that's followed us through Rip and Collect, Coach Carter, anything like that, you would be familiar with Blakey. He's also been in and around the Courtside Collectibles break group. So it at one stage, Degenerate Gambler?
Oh, mate, go further than that. A bit worse than that.
So Degenerate Gambler, Breaker, Spender.
Big Spender and Little Spender.
But he's had some time off and he's joined us today back on the podcast. So we thought we had some pretty good feedback from having Brock and Big Mick Maligan on the potty. Hope I got it right that time. Big Mick Maligan on the potty from last week. So we thought we'd bring on another one of our mates, and who better to bring on than our mate Blakey Big Balls Johnson.
Oh, yeah, they're not that big, but they do the trick.
Before we get into today's podcast, guys, I just wanted to, I guess for our visual listeners as well, well, for our visual audience, we do only have two microphones. We are one mic down, lasted four episodes, and we're already down a mic. And we also don't have an extra one here for Blakey, but I'm pretty sure we'll make it work. So if you do hear the audio chopping in and out, that is what's happening on our end. We apologize. We'll get it fixed for next week. And Jace, do you want to talk about what happened?
So Ben had a grand idea to take the mics off the stands to pass them to each other like we are doing now. Come in, he's like, oh, this one won't come out. So I just give it a little fucking gentle touch and thing just falls to fucking pieces. It basically self-imploded. And then Ben blamed me.
So I'll give my version of events.
And then we can put them together and see which one makes, just make one story.
I'm gonna, and then we'll get the boys' tags.
Okay, sweet.
So before we went live today, I'm setting up the studio as I do, making sure everything's looking all good, all schmick. And I thought, why not, now that we've got an extra guest on the pod, why don't we mix it up a little bit and have a handheld mic situation going on just in case something like this happened. And I probably spent a good 45 minutes trying to get it all sorted, and I just could not get one of the mics to come out, and the cable was sort of half hanging out, so I do take responsibility there. And then I said, as I got back from work this afternoon, I said to Jace, we've got the other mics off the stands. Whatever you do, don't touch the one that's on yours, because it's the one with the messed up cables. Don't touch it, bro. I go out for a shower.
I don't recall any of that.
Oh, I don't recall. And I go out for a shower and I come back in and I'm like, oh yeah, how you going? And he's full broken the cables off. So.
But we are putting it down to manufacturer.
I think, yeah, we can definitely agree. It's a two-man job, but
I'll be sending
collectively, yeah, shout out to Rode. Spend a lot of money on your equipment, but I'm sure they've got some sort of warranty.
Oh, fuck, surely.
Maybe a Gumby warranty for...
If they don't, I'll fucking drive to Brisbane and peg it at the face.
Jason, not happy about it. We had to lift the mood a little bit, and
I'm feeling better now. Yeah, but like the get it out. Like just knowing it was instant, like it's like, oh, you dumbass, fucker. I'm already blocking it out of my I'm just blocking it out of my subconscious that Ben's like did say what he just said. But as long as
you're doing really well, bro.
If I keep denying it, eventually everyone will believe it.
I like that. I hope that you guys don't necessarily have the interrupted audio, but we'll see how we go, and
we'll do our best. Well, we did how many fucking final prep episodes did we do when we were mic sharing? Like, I don't know, it was either Blake or Ryan would share mics and not talk into it.
Yeah, it was me and Ryan, and then I wouldn't give it to Ryan.
Yeah.
I just, like, came in and he's, like, trying to grab it. What fucking you look at?
But, it is very good to have Blakey on the pod. And, mate, I know that you've had an eventful last few months. Lots has changed for you in a good way, I think. But I think if anybody thinks back to when we last spoke to you, a big thing with you was that you were celiac, gluten-free. I think you've got an announcement to make.
I'm cured, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm cured.
I've freed myself from the parasite.
What do you think cured it, Blakey?
I think just health and fitness, mate.
Yeah, you look like a picture of health.
You do look way healthier, though.
Like, if I seen you and Ben walk down the street together, I would say you're a PT.
Well, mate, I'm part of the run club.
Oh,
is that
Otis? No.
Fuck no.
No, they run past my house every morning. Oh, fucking.
Oh, so you're the cheer squad.
I sit in the back and yell at them. Shut the fuck up.
Did anyone see?
They're all running and talking and yelling and shit. And they're all trying to hype each other up. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Well, they're talking while they're running.
Yeah, I can't do that, dude. I'll run out of breath too quick.
Did anybody see the Inspired and Unemployed?
Yeah.
So good.
The run club one?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's how I feel. Everyone's doing it. You turn 30, you got to run a marathon.
I take boxing down to the beach on a Saturday down at Burley. And yeah, same thing. You see them all running down there. It's literally like mobs of 20, 25 people. Just, you hear them, they sound like horses.
Everyone's trying to hype everyone up.
It is a good movement, I guess, but you probably won't see any of us four running along anytime
soon. What time of the day is this?
This is before you're awake, my bro. This is...
Fuck.
Actually, no, you're up pretty early, aren't you?
I'm trying to be.
Oh, Bradley is a train, man.
These are the sunrise run clubs. Even, like, some of them get up at 4 a.m. type thing.
Do we... Fuck. They get up at 4 and run.
Speaking of runners...
I don't get it.
Speaking of runners, we bumped into our mate at the footy on the weekend. One of the bravest runners there is.
The brothers, the Run Brothers.
The Run Brothers. Yeah, they both run.
Yeah, both.
Yeah.
So Ryan Elworthy and his brother Matt. Yeah, so.
Yeah. Not to be confused with the Runs Brothers. They're a different crew.
I swear to God, you did one little challenge for courtside to who can run the furthest in a month. And now Ryan's fucking running fucking 50k and shit. He's doing super marathons.
He doesn't realise a month goes for 4 weeks.
he's still carrying on a little far, hasn't
he? But the boy's actually fucking going hard. Ryan actually does really well, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think he did a... what did he do the other day? He ran both marathons, the half marathon and the marathon last year, and I think he got fifth overall combined times.
That's ridiculous.
So he's actually going really insane. So shout out to Ryan.
He was posting his times for when you guys were doing it, and he was struggling.
Well, he's dropped fucking shitloads of weight. Like, he looks fucking fit, but he also from fucking Saturday night, highball champion.
I was going to say, he might be able to run, but he can't fucking catch. He can catch better than the other bloke. Shout out to Ryan for catching the Corey Thompson bombs.
That other bloke was, I felt bad for the Kane, because he's like, he was even giving him the easy ones in front. Old mate still couldn't run quick enough to get underneath him. I'm like, dude, they're up for ages.
So Ryan went on the field for the halftime show at the Titans game.
Oh, right.
So he goes to the boys. We saw him at the Sporting Globe before we went, and he goes to the boys, oh, we'll catch up for a beer at halftime. So he gets to halftime, and then Brad and we look at each other, they go, oh, should we meet up with Ryan for halftime? And it's not that, they're literally halfway through saying that. I'm like, boys, look who's on the field. Like, no way. Boys, I'm sure that's Ryan. And then, yep, sure enough, after the close-up goes on him, it was him, and he won $1,000
for
catching
him. Oh, that's killed him.
But I swear he would have had, I think Tubbsy recognised him from when the news or had him in the store and that. I think he's, because when he was putting up the bombs for the other guy, he was just putting them up so fast, bro. It was like, bang, bang, bang.
He was giving them way more.
He was small.
Yeah, he was putting like 5 seconds in between Ryan's, bro. You know, it's plenty of time to reset.
To be fair, though, he was behind by a lot, by old mate. So
yeah,
the more bombs he had, the better chance he had. But
no, I would call it collision, bro. conclusion.
Where's my fucking invite? Is the real question.
I think it was the hot tomato thing, because Ryan was wearing a punter to dribblers hat, then went out in a hot tomato hat, so he's a radio slut.
But you got invite footy.
To the game.
not to the highball competition.
Mate, I don't have plans.
Oh, really?
That's the next game.
I thought you'd be in Byron.
Right. Is that us the next home game?
I think the next game we're going to is actually when I'm having my piss up for my birthday, and it's Manly vs Titans.
Where's the Manly game?
20, bro, so we can get started.
I want to be in, my guy.
Fuck, we said you were in the way, and you just denied
it. Yeah, sorry, bro.
Fuck me.
Fuck, didn't take it. I'll be
there. Brad, tell your story for where we saw Ryan at the Sporting Globe, and we went to change your shirt.
Yeah, so we're walking out because Benny's bought me a Your Mate's shirt. So I could just wear it to the game, so we're all fucking ready for the content we're going to film. We're walking out, and Benny goes, "Oh, there's Ryan and his brother." Rah, rah. And like, I looked over, and then the comment that he said just sort of glazed over, because I saw somebody. Do you know who the Colonel is? He's a
the gambler.
Yeah,
was he there?
Yeah, he was at Sporting Globe, bro. And I saw him, and I'm like, "It's the Colonel, the fucking forearms of fucking consequence."
You know,
and
what
I'm looking at him.
Fuck's he doing in Australia?
Like, yeah, and Benny's going, "Yeah, but look,
he's not even Aussie."
No, he's from New Zealand. And Benny's going, but it's, and I'm going, "It's the Colonel, bro, it's the Colonel." And I'm just like fully glazed over, and we got to the car, and I've put the shirt on, and fucking Benny's going, "Yeah, fucking Ryan and his brother were there." And I was like, "What? Huh?
What do
you
mean? Come after you.
Ryan wasn't there."
Ryan was, yeah.
I'm like, he's pointed to where they were, and Ryan must have been standing right fucking next to him, but I didn't see it. Bro, I looked over and just went, "That's Colonel." I didn't even get to Ryan.
I'm 99% sure Ryan was talking and looking, like talking to the Colonel. Because, yeah, Brian didn't see us either, and I'm going sort of like, "Hey, oi, oi." And they're just so locked in. And I'm like, "Who the fuck was that guy?"
Do you think you missed Ryan because of how much weight he's lost? He was almost that thin, you couldn't see him.
Well, if he was behind Colonel, I'd wonder or
something. Yeah. He's behind the curtain.
He could have been behind one of his fucking forearms and it would have missed him.
How much weight has he lost?
He's looking good. He's
only weighs 70 kilos.
Yeah, surely.
Fuck.
Well, that's not much for a grown man.
Tom, what are you trying to say?
What do you weigh?
75.
Oh, right. No, I'm just saying, like,
it's not a lot for a grown man. Fuck you.
I think you're shorter than Ryan, though. So,
bro, you know,
what is the manly weight?
Oh, what's a manly weight?
What's a manly weight?
I think it's 8.
I think it goes off your height too. It
goes off your height.
Well, what do you weigh then?
Actually, I'll take a guess.
Well, if we're going heights and weights, what's your height, Brad?
5'2".
5'11".
Weight?
160.
Nice. Good.
What a ratio.
Hey, chicks love girth, man.
Oh, bro, what's a girth?
They also like length.
Oh, no
doubt. Yeah. How tall are you, Blakey?
I'm 6'1".
6'1"?
Yeah.
Way. You're not wearing your dunks today.
No, I put the Air Forces on, I'm 6'2". I'm 178 centimetres, whatever that is.
It's about my height.
I'm taller than you.
I think you weigh 77.
Ooh. No, I reckon he's fucking mid-80s for sure.
Oh, wow.
Fuck. You're a big boy.
Fuck, I've got fucking 3 of the cunts on this couch. Then. Or 2, sorry.
You're tapping 90s, aren't you?
Yeah, 93. Yeah. I'm actually 6'1", though.
Yeah, but that's all nose, bro. That's all nose.
Yeah, and hair.
And mullet.
Yeah, you probably got fucking 10 kilos of haircut.
Right. Should we tell the story of measuring heights with Ryan?
Since we're on the train. While we're on the subject of Ryan, yeah.
Shout out to Ryan.
Ryan, yeah. Heights.
Shout out to you too, bro. Love you. You want to tell the story?
Oh. Yeah, we'll get it.
Come on, you can't tease us.
Like that. So we're at my house watching a box break for Boxing Day. We're all on the piss and that, and these two were arguing over who was taller. And I was like, "Cunt, you're both short, it doesn't matter. Like, because I'm taller than both of them. And then Brad's like, no, fuck it, back to back, cunt, back to back. So Brad turns his back to Ryan, and then Ryan walks up behind him, cocked to his ass, and then he goes like this. And Brad's like, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, it's supposed to be back to back.
What are you
fucking doing?
What's that touching my heart?
Yeah. And I was like, fuck.
I've never experienced somebody go front to back measuring up. It was fucking weird.
Just a subtle cuddle.
Yeah, and I'm like Little Spoon standing up, man.
There's nothing wrong with being a Little Spoon.
Oh, no. I'm all for Little Spoon, bro. I just didn't expect it. I thought we were measuring up, you know. He was measuring up parts, bro.
And then we've always had the, what was it we always say? Like measure it. It's like, oh, who's taller? And you're just like, yeah, hurry up, front to back.
Yeah. Front to back. All right, boys, I think that's going to cue us for some footy news. You want to recap some of the games that we had over the weekend? Obviously, Jason's Penrith side.
Oh, fuck, mate. Never in doubt.
Never in doubt. Yeah.
The old obstruction rule, though.
There we go. Blakey's off for his first piss.
Really?
Mate, go.
Get a tally gone.
Go out that door and then around through the kitchen.
Obstruction rule with Dylan Edwards, but I've seen some videos as well from Fox League comparing Dylan Edwards' speed to getting across to where the tackle was, and they reckon he would have made it, so.
Yeah, I didn't realise the game was so close.
It wasn't, like, I think Panthers dominated the whole game, but they got a couple of late tries, so it sort of flattered the scoreline, but
yeah.
I think we always had it in the bag, so.
Yeah. Who did you just had the Roosters, right?
Yeah. Without Fish and without Cleary.
Mate, the Roosters looked clunky. Roosters didn't look like, this is the thing, like, I feel like as soon as they are on the back foot a little bit, they just can't get back in the game anymore. They're still a great team on paper, and we're still really early into the rounds, but we've seen this over the last few years, and that's when these are the years that they do drop out of the eight. And from what I saw on the weekend, that definitely wasn't the team that was booming in confidence from Vegas and everything like that. Well,
keep talking.
Fuck you, sweet bro.
Yeah, you sweet.
But some standouts for the Penny Panthers. Who took your eye? Dill Edwards.
Oh, Dill Edwards. That try was ridiculous. Taruva getting a hat trick.
Yeah.
He's a beast, and he's off contract too, so.
What do you think's next for him? Do you think they're going to try and lock him down?
Well, it depends if he wants to try and chase fullback money, because he's played fullback in his New South Wales Cup days and
Fiji.
Yeah,
true. Yeah, true. Yeah, right.
So he's actually doesn't have a team this year at this point.
We know a few teams that could go for a fullback.
Yeah.
Manly went down to the bloody Dragons. That was a hard game to watch. I was excited for the first 10 minutes. We looked pretty hot and pretty on, but towards the back end of it, there was just a few calls that weren't going our way. And again, looked very similar to the Roosters, where we just lacked the finish towards the back end of our plays.
Tommy looked off?
Not even off, but
he was like throwing shit balls and off.
He was on at the start.
And Turbo knows how to drop the ball as well.
Yeah, I don't know. They just kind of look disinterested.
And I still think that we're probably missing another two half decent, almost two extra players that could bring that superstar factor, which we've got Jason Saar, who's currently signed on, but I still don't think that he's got enough other than the speed. We just need a little bit more. So especially players running off the back of Tommy Turbo, if we can get a little bit more momentum. And there was, again, some really good signs when we were playing some eyes up footy and just some second phase stuff. But like I said, in my opinion, looked very similar to the Roosters and just lacked that finish towards the back end of the plays.
Do we want to give the mic to Brad for how his team went?
Sure. I mean, we all
were
all there for the game.
We're all there. I'm going to keep talking about Manly, though. This will segue into Titans. But did you hear about, do you know who Ella Eagle is? Eagle Ella?
Yeah.
Yeah?
The Hello Sport.
Yeah, well, she put on Twitter today, Schuster to Titans for Dave.
Dave Fifita?
Yeah.
Please. You said you just need another outside back.
And we need a half.
We can go for a gun.
He's
we
not half, for though.
You can replace Burbo with fucking Dave Fifita.
Mm.
And you gotta pop fucking.
That's my X factor. That's exactly what I need. You know what I'm saying? That we're missing just that. We're missing a David Fifita.
Yeah, we need a second rower who thinks they're a half. So I think that'd be a great trade.
I think that's actually, you know, like, yeah, a few no-lookers. I mean, they're used to them. Tanner Boyd does it with his kicking, so Schuster with the passing. We should have fucking Stevie Wonder as the coach.
Yeah, right.
Let's go into the Titans then, Brad.
We're all there, right? The boys fucking started off hot.
Some promising signs.
They started off real fucking hot.
JC, did you watch the game?
Yeah, of course I watched the game. I lost money on your fucking team.
JC looked, he made a massive impact in the actual attack of the game and changed momentum a couple of times.
Yeah, which was interesting because he didn't, in the state league the week before, he didn't play that crash shot. He played
Q Cup.
Yeah, Q Cup. He didn't do that well. I think he played a half. But the other fullback for the Seagulls did a lot better than him.
Yeah, okay.
But he come into NRL and obviously fucking the man can perform.
Sporting fresh new haircut too.
Yeah, boy's hot. Boy's hot.
I think if you go to my barber next week and I'm gonna say just give me the Jaden Campbell.
You won't.
Oh, I can own that little.
You come out with spray tan.
Blakey Boy, for our new listeners, Blakey Boy is a Mad South fan. He got back into footy a couple of years ago, and I think he's still a true South supporter. So give us a take on your team, mate, and how you've been over the last few weeks and what's expected over the next few.
Well, there's not too much to say about it, really. I mean, Joel Mitt's been fucking terrible.
Just give us a raw, honest opinion.
Well, I want Joel Mitt gone, to be honest.
Gone?
I want him gone. He's the laziest player I've ever seen. He's meant to be our star, and he never shows up. Well, he does, but he shows up for about two plays, and then he goes. There's no effort. Like, you look at all the other fullbacks, they're all taking run-ups and everything. Their average meters are over 180, and Trevor Mint's like sitting around 120. It's unacceptable for how much he's getting paid.
You think it's stuff off the field or on the field?
I don't know. I don't want to get too political with it, but he's always got a card to pull. When he plays shit, there's always something to say. But,
well, that's a hot take.
Yeah, but I don't know. They've been giving me the shits. It's actually quite frustrating to watch them play because we've got such a good side and they just don't show up. Mm-hmm. I mean, we got our first win on the weekend. Fuck's that all about?
So you beat the Dogs 2016 and you had 94% completion.
Yeah, but like, exactly what I'm saying. Like, we've got no finishes. Yeah. We've got the slowest side in rugby league right now. We've got no fast players. Our only fast player is AJ. What the fuck's he doing right now?
He's injured.
He's out, exactly. Yeah. Like, we've got no one.
Yeah.
Still missing a half.
Still missing a half. I mean, look, Ilias is good.
I feel like he's been shafted when they get fucking fucked by the...
As soon as they don't do very well, he gets shafted. But then it's the play... It's the lack from the superstar players as well. Yeah. Like Trevor Mitchell.
I'd say Cody Walker should be pushed aside and Ilias back.
Yeah,
because you're ruining enough halves, Brad. You don't need
to times will take him. Like,
well, if we get some fresh, you know, young halves in there, then we could do something. But we've got Cody Walker. He gets annoyed when he gets tackled.
You got a fresh half. You got fucking.
This is the hottest head in rugby league.
Do you know who always gets under his skin fucking perfectly?
Who?
Jerome Luai.
Every time they play the Panthers, it's...
Under Cody Walker's.
I don't even like watching that game. It's
under Cody Walker's skin, like nothing else, bro, and I love it.
Talking about getting under people's skin, you know who's one of the best at it is...
Jason.
Ronnie... Yeah, fuck. Especially when he plays with the mics. Ronnie Mulatalo.
Oh, we're doing that again.
we've moved past that. We're on such a good roll. Thanks, Brad.
I'll fucking break this one, too.
Who are your guys' favourite sort of pests of all time? You've got guys, Mick Ennis.
Oh.
I like Ronnie Mulatalo. He can really give it to someone. Cody Walker.
Yeah, probably like Jerome seems to do it to everyone, but like
I think
people will hate him because he's winning and like a pest as well. Like it's just got that like tall poppy and he's a pest. It's like
Well, he's just feeding.
I've got a couple. Chris Sandow.
Oh,
that's a great person. And oh, were you going to say that?
Yeah.
And also like Greg Bird. He was a great
person. Greg Bird, yeah.
And Gal.
Oh, no, fuck
yeah. I love
you, Gal.
The one of the best.
You want to come on the pod if you don't get fucked.
Get fucked, Gal.
You're probably still not all four of us out.
No, I'm not together.
Oh, I reckon you would.
I'll tackle him.
Oh, fucking
full shoulder
and doom. Flake's been at the gym, cuz.
I was on 7 sessions, bro. Leave me alone. Run club, Burley Run Club.
Speaking of knockouts, boys, we watched Tim Zhu versus Sebastian Fandor over the weekend, and yeah, fair bit to say about that, but give us your.
Blood orgy.
Yeah, the satanic shit.
That was fun. I've seen a slip like that before.
Have you?
Yeah.
That was.
You want to go into depth, right? You want to tell us a bit more?
Oh, I mean, I've come out with a face full of blood once.
Yeah, I grin.
But once
like, you didn't, like you didn't know?
Or told me you know, like didn't give a fuck.
I mean, we're in the shower and it was that time and...
Yeah.
You know, when you just don't care.
Yeah, I was feeling, I know.
It's too many beers and, you know, it was... I thought it was decent days, but fucking we went ahead.
Oh, that's alright, bro.
Yeah, well, you know, it's metallic taste is pretty alright.
Oh, yeah, I always refer to it as licking coins.
Mm. It is like sucking a coin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but it's not a coin.
Yes, no,
it's the coin slot.
This is definitely why you need me on this podcast and not you three just doing this podcast.
It's yours, well, mate. This is feeding the beers.
You brought this up, bro.
We're gonna bring on a Your Mates Only Fans, and you can run that page, I reckon.
Well, I've got one.
Only mates?
Yeah.
Only mates, cool.
Wait, but when you're away for your wedding and that, you reckon Blake could fill in for you?
We're gonna be down a man, but are you guys coming to the I think all three
I'm pretty sure I'm coming.
Yeah. So
I'm
and
not going for
we just invited
weeks.
No. Yeah. So it is gonna be it's just the weekend.
Oh, okay, sweet.
But
I'm going to be away.
I don't want to come to the honeymoon and shit like that.
Yeah.
Let's get
you're not in Jace.
I'm pretty good with the camera, but I don't have to go with that long.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
yeah, I'm not great as a cuck either.
You were last week.
I like to watch. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to be away for a couple of weeks in June. I'm getting married and going to a honeymoon.
Oh, you're going to miss an Origin game.
Oh, is that prime time?
Oh.
You won't have fun. You'll watch it. For sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we'll definitely have a stand in for your mates. We've got Aiden Gleeson as well.
Yeah.
We've got guys Blakey Johnson. We've got a couple of stand ins which I
Jammin wants to go.
So what, you're 3 weeks off, right?
Yep.
So maybe we get a co host each week.
I like that.
So we got one spot left, so we've got Blake, we've got Aiden. So maybe people can put in their applications.
Send us a voice message
Send us a video. And we'll post it on our stories, and which one gets the most likes to get the third co-host job.
Yeah, or attach it to a voice memo, and we'll play it in the pod. And if it's worth a dribble, we'll you make the cut.
Yeah, sweet. So third week is up for grabs.
Sounds good.
Nice.
Shit.
All right.
Wait, did we ask Blake or did we just?
What are the dates, bro?
Yeah, you know, a fucking marathon on that week.
I don't know. 10K run club that morning, so I'll just see how I feel.
Yeah, no, all good, mate. All good. Yeah, we can just hook a mic to you anyway while you're running.
That's what I was talking about. All you're hearing is just. This is the vape lung, bros.
Yeah. Well, you get into the vapes, do you?
Oh, fucking of course, mate. A bit of THC, a bit of nick, a bit of crack, if you got it.
Yeah, what's your favourite flavour?
Well, shout out to the THC vapes, just quietly, though.
You get into them?
Yeah, fucking oath.
Yeah, you like it?
That's how I go to sleep, bro.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, the prescribed ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, what are they, oil or something?
Right, prescribed from Dr. Vindy. Shout out to Dr. Vindy.
Yeah, up you up.
Erwin's daughter.
Yeah, Steve's son in Steve.
Whoa! No!
My husband, oh, I'm so sorry.
No, then fuck, if she's a dog.
Blake, that is weak, mate.
Mate, fucking, you get up Bradley
don't
here.
Don't even bring him up here.
Oh, mate, he's my hero.
What are you talking about?
Say, fucking bring up Steve Irwin, come on, man.
No, he's talking about Bindi, bro.
Yeah, I know.
talking about Robert. We spoke a little bit about we spoke a little bit about some TV shows and stuff last week. Have you boys been watching anything? Have you finally watched Roadhouse? Have you logged onto the Bros account?
I watched it.
What was your thoughts?
I watched it, Blakey's first.
I didn't mind today. It was pretty funny. I loved watching Connor on the screen. It was funny.
Yeah.
Walking the truck.
Yeah.
It looks like you.
He was walking the truck.
Just wearing his wife beater, bashing a few wives.
Yeah. That's always fun.
Just getting on that. It's only acceptable when you're wearing the wife beater.
Otherwise, just the opening, his introduction into it, where he's like, you know, he's jumped out off the balcony and, you know, spoiler alert, by the way, everybody.
Before you get into our own sector. Not very much the old Roadhouse.
Fucking three times since this new one's been released. What's wrong with you?
No, I just rewatched it on the weekend, bro. Music, the whole fucking movie is so good. Fucking Patrick Swayze is such a fucking beast.
Do you not have Paramount Plus?
No, they do.
No, I do.
All he does is watch movies, bro. What have you been wasting your time on?
Fucking Skull and Bones. You fucking wankers, you and your brother.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Do you play Skull and Bones?
What's that?
That's what exactly my fucking thing.
It's like RuneScape.
Some pirate game.
Oh, bro. It's an open world pirate game.
Thanks for being on the podcast today, Blake.
What's wrong with that?
We're dropping RuneScape on your mate's podcast, bro. It's not your nerd's podcast.
I promise you, there'll be some OJs in there that be listening and would play RuneScape.
Dude, RuneScape makes money, bro. You build a good account and sell that shit.
But have you got any good RuneScape stores?
No RuneScape. No, I used to pretend. I used to get a sex change on there and go around and ask us to be my husband to give me money on the back. And it was fucked up, bro.
The boys more vulnerable and easier to get them.
Bro, yeah.
A bit more horny.
Bro, just change your fucking character or cheat. Get a little skirt on and go out there and just be out looking for a man.
I might try that on Skull and Bones, actually, because you can get people to gift you shit.
Yeah, do it, bro.
It's funny because I tried dressing up as a transvestite pirate and it didn't work, bro. Nobody wanted to trade me.
No one wants to go to the trannies, but if you're cheap, maybe I'll promise you. They'll be throwing some coins at you.
Yeah, I was a rough trannie though. I could probably dress up as a better trannie than what I did. I had like raggedy cloths on my ankles and shit instead of shoes.
Dude, some men are into that, bro. Some pirates.
Yeah, baby. When you get Skull and Bones, bro, I'm just like,
fuck it.
Get it
gone. No, I don't need another addiction.
All right, boys. Before we get into some of the our mates' yarns and takes, which I was just processing now, going, we don't all have headphones, so we're not all going to be able to hear it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play in through the mic, and then we'll be able to hear it, as well as whoever's not wearing headphones will also hear the takes. But before we do get on, we do have a couple of segments that we usually like to spin on today's, on a new weekly episode. Brad, he's got his Boys Will Be Boys stories. Did you have any for us this week? And I know, Blake, it's your first time with us today, Matt, but we've got a segment called Boys Will Be Boys. Obviously, you're a plumber, you know, you do your best work on a Saturday night, probably. You've probably seen a lot in your time, especially in the last year, of Boys Will Be Boys. So have a little think about some stories, some experiences. B-Rat, have you got anything from the week, mate?
Well, you go first, bro, because I didn't realize this was about to happen. So.
Oh, it's not really a boy. It's pretty fucked up, to be honest. Have you ever heard of a bloater?
Oh yeah.
No.
Yes we have. Fucking ass.
So you get a bit of cocaine,
yep.
Blow it into your mate's arsehole. Look, I wasn't participating in it, but I was a viewer.
Yeah, first time
here. First time hearing it, you look a bit guilty.
Usually people call in for these stories, Blake.
Look, I didn't do it, I promise you.
Received though.
I've got a video of it. Yeah.
Oh, were you a participant? Like?
I was a visual viewer. I wasn't
participating. You were in the audience.
Tell a story, bro.
Well, look, we've all had a few too many beers, and one of the boys brought up, have you ever done a blow dart? And I was like, what the fuck's a blow dart? And my two mates go, watch this. And I was like, watch what? One bloke drops his dacks. Dead set bends over him, and he gets a little fucking bit of coke in the end of a, bit of it. No, it was a note. Rolled it up so it had a pointy end, bro. And just went straight into his eyes. Fucked up. It was not good, eh? But,
Boys will be boys.
Yeah, that's stuck in my brain and I don't...
Wait, did he do it like it wasn't like slow, like he went...
I didn't know what was going on. He's bent over. I'm like, what the fuck's going on here? And then he just got a straight in, and then
yeah,
it was like, whoa, don't ever
it
do
wasn't
that.
A rose day again.
Which one?
The one that received
was on a pretty nice oven for a little
is
bit.
Is that right?
He said it's the best way to
what are it. Other things you could blow up, do you think?
That sounds like a way to stop me.
No, that's what I'm asking.
Oh, you got that dirty look on you. What have you done?
No, I didn't do anything, bro.
That's definitely the name of this podcast, Blow Dart.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to reiterate there, I did not fucking do it.
Blow Darts for the boys.
Yeah. Blow darts will be blow darts.
Look, if you've got a good mate and you want to get a quick buy, then
I've got any mates.
Blakey, we're old mates in.
Yeah. Shit, you still got that thing?
What? I'll fucking come back in and you guys like the human centipede.
I'll do it if you do it.
You do me, I'll do you, and you do him.
Yeah.
You do him.
And you just
thought I'll get Brad.
Yeah, I was going to say, whoever's got my mask, I feel sorry for them.
Do we have any more boys? Well, that was a fucking ripper, by the way, Blakey. Thanks for that. Any other boys will be boys stories?
I don't have any, because fucking Brad put in the group chat, he's like, any you boys got ghost stories? I'm like,
what? Yeah.
No, I've got a ghost story, bro.
It's a fucking podcast.
Oh, yeah.
You go first.
I do.
And I'll see if mine's worth telling.
I've got one.
You got one? All right. Looks like we've all got a ghost. We'll tell a ghost story each, and then we're going to go into takes and yarns, all right?
Yep.
Oh, well, yeah, I'll start, I guess, because I fucking brought it up.
Did this happen recently?
No. This was when I was about 16, bro. I was down Fingal visiting some friends and family and stuff like that. And I was walking back down Fingal Street. I don't know if anybody knows Fingal well, but it's fucking dark. Like, there's no street lights. It's like all the houses are fibro and shit. One side's fibro houses. The other side is just fucking bush.
Asbestos.
Yeah, bro. And I'll tell you what, if the ghosts don't get you, the fucking spots do. The stuff. Anyway, I'm walking along, and I don't know if any of you are too familiar with Aboriginal folklore, but there's a thing called devil dog. Have you heard of that?
No.
You've never heard of the devil dog?
No.
Well, it's you can smell it before you see it. It's fucking very foul. Like, and I'm walking along, I could smell it, bro. And you never really see the dog, but you see red eyes, like they're always peering through the fucking bush and shit. Like, you're from Warwick, right?
Yeah.
Not Penrith? Yeah, so you
got... Penrith, but I lived in Warwick.
No, you're from Warwick, so you know about, like, Min-Mins and, like, the Hairy Man, and you would have heard about all that stuff, right?
Hairy Man.
Well, you probably weren't the Hairy Man. Anyway. Anyway, there's a lot of Aboriginal folklore about, like, ghost-type shit. Anyway, I'm walking along and I see this fucking, these eyes, man. I can smell the cunt and I shit my dats. Anyway, I fucking ran and I'm walking past the fucking graveyard at this point too. And I ran for my fucking life and like you can like hear it growling and shit. I'm not fucking telling lies.
Is it just the dog?
Yeah, but it's the devil dog, bro. And like you get told.
Is there one devil dog or is there multiple devil dogs?
I've only seen one of
them. In the story.
No, yeah. Well, I don't know if there's multiple, but it's everywhere.
In folklore?
You know, it's like
okay.
Yeah, it's like the Lord works in mysterious ways. So
yeah,
the devil dog.
Okay. I'm with you.
I've told my parents about it and everything, and then my mum proceeds to tell me that my pop down in the same spot actually has shot the devil dog twice, fucking, and it's like got gripe with our fucking family, bro.
Oh, that's fucking creepy, eh? I don't like that.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
I was walking past the fucking and like my great great grandmother is buried in this in the
Aboriginal
burial site with Dan Fingland.
She was a devil dog following you forever.
Right. Oh, I'll tell you what, I saw a panther in Coogee, but that's for another night.
I've
only
been to
Cudgeon
once,
going,
oh, dude, I'm shit-faced.
Yeah, I've seen your back flick into the bush, bro.
You were the band,
though. Do you have a story?
Yeah, kind of. It's not really mine, it's my mum's, but she used to work at this old pub at Warwick, and they had the old, you know, the bell doors where you'd like, pull a little rope and it goes upstairs. You put the food in the box and it goes upstairs.
Jeez, I'm not that old.
Okay. Well, they still exist, but...
it's in towns like Warwick.
You haven't heard of a chariot?
Uber Eats? It's from the kitchen to the upstairs room, to the upstairs dining room. But this kitchen's like, this thing's been locked in place upstairs like for fucking ages. And apparently one of the maids back in the day fucking hung herself in there. And it's been nailed in place for fucking years. And then mum's in there cooking by herself, like late at night, cleaning up the kitchen and shit. And then the fucking, she just hears this big fucking noise. Thing falls down, like the nails broke or something, falls down, door blows open, shit goes everywhere. The doors haven't been open in like 50 years or some shit. She's like, oh, fucking scared the absolute shit out of me. I don't know what happened. And then apparently it's the anniversary of this chick fucking hanging herself in the bell box, man.
Oh,
and like the nails just happened to let go.
I'm
getting scared. You got anything, Mikey?
I got the tank.
I told my old my ghost story on old Coach Carter. So we used to live out at Crumbin Valley. So me and the ex partner, we used to live out in the fucking sticks. Our house looked like a fucking dead set, like a horror house. That shit was so old.
It was fucked.
Creaking. You drive up the driveway, you'd look at it and go, nah, not staying here.
Not a fucking chance. You could not pay me to sleep in that house. Like, not even, I felt eeriness within probably an hour, any longer than an hour. I don't think I spent an hour, any longer than an hour in Blakey's house.
Hey, drive, you know, wouldn't stay out there. But yeah,
and so, you set the moped on the way, but.
Yeah, you fucking ate shit on the road. It's the funniest thing, hey? Like,
the ghost don't
make it. Yeah, the ghost fucking
jammed the stick in the wheel. No, he had like all these rocks and pebbles on his driveway, and I started to get a little bit of momentum going down, so I went to go put the brakes on, and they just got caught on the rocks. So I slid the whole fucking way.
Just for clarification, yeah, there is two driveways up. There was a concrete one and a gravel one. This dumbass goes, I'm going to go down the gravel one with the divots in it on a moped. And the driveway is a 45 degree angle.
Oh, shit.
So you ain't stopping. But
yeah, he almost stacked it up the driveway or something.
This guy on my head, you're gonna keep him
alive. Valentino Rossi.
Shit. But so this it was one night. I was out cold sleeping, and my ex was she would go to bed at like 2 a.m. and it was like 1 a.m. in the morning, and she was like, because we had stairs in there and every door was shut, so there was no wind blowing through. And our stairs, like, you can absolutely hear if you walk up and down those stairs. They're so creaky. And my ex is like, mate, someone's in the house. And I was like, what? And I woke up and I'm like, butt naked, just laying there. And I'm like, nah, no one's in the house. And then I hear the stairs like creak, like someone's walking down really slowly. And I was like, what the fuck? So I like got up and started trying to hear for it. And then I heard the stairs like dead set. I swear, I'm getting goosebumps. But the stairs like fucking, like run down the stairs. And then our living room light turned on. And then turned off straight away. I swear to God, I called the cops, bro. I had the cops come out, and I'm fucking in the living room in a towel. I had to wrap a towel around me because I ran out with a golf club, like banging on doors, like, who the fuck's in this house? And I waited for the cops because I didn't want this guy or whoever was in the house to run outside.
No way.
And I swear to God, the cops thought I was tripping the fuck out. He just comes in, he's like, anything to it. I'm like, I've been out asleep. I've been out cold.
Blake's got an ounce of weed underneath his pillow.
Yeah, just had a few blade arts.
Yeah, but sorry. Before they got me, I was like, I believe. But no, Dad said, I swear to God, I was standing out there and there was definitely something going on. The copper thought there was someone coming up the hill because it's like real secluded. You can't really see.
Did you look into the history of the house? Like,
yeah, her both her grandparents died in that house.
Who's?
My exes.
What the fuck?
Yeah, dude. I don't know why I lived in there, but I'm so glad I'm gone.
Dude, what the fuck, man?
Oh, mate, I swear to God, it was...
Do you think it was the grandparents?
I don't know.
Sleep naked?
I don't know. And there's been so many fucking weird things going on there, like doors slamming when everything is closed. Like,
do you ever wake... When you were in that house, did you ever wake up with, like, fucking, like, really dry, sore throat and shit like that?
Nah, but I fucking woke up every day rock hard.
Really? What do you think, Grandma was?
Granny was definitely giving me a little tip.
Holy shit. Because I was going to say, if you woke up with a sore throat, that's the get a ghost, bro. Just look at your yard.
That's the more indigenous folklore.
Ectoplasm.
If they come.
Yeah, I'm not that good. Maybe the finish, I didn't start.
Alright, I don't even know if I can top that, but just to back on top of what Blakey was saying there, like, I remember him calling me the next day, telling me that story, and I'm like, get fucked. No way that happened, bro. There's no way. The police actually came out to his house.
Yeah, but the cop is there, dude. I was fucking shitting myself. I've never felt like that in my life. I was standing out in the living room in a towel because I was butt naked with a golf club just standing there, like, shaking, like, every 5 minutes, I'm like, who the fuck's here? Like, trying to act hard, like, come out, but don't. Stay hot. Stay in until the cops come.
But that was all time hearing that the next day. Obviously, never like to hear our mates in a bit of distress, but that was a good yarn. My ghost story. Did you guys ever hear about the Springbrook, the house out the back of Springbrook?
I did. The old abandoned one.
I've never been there.
Yeah, so the old abandoned one. But originally, it was there for probably like 10, 15 years, and you just Google sort of haunt, like, we were, 15, 16, and bored. So we'd Google, like, all these haunted places. And there was even sometimes we'd just rock up to the Southport Cemetery trying to see some action. It was fucking weird.
Bro, that's so weird.
From our end, right? Yeah. But then it got to, we're like, we need to see something. So we went out to the back of Springbrook. We went to this house. And, again, you're reading all the stories leading up to the house. And this is when it was pretty accessible. A couple, like 6 months after we'd been there, I know it was a lot harder to get to it. About 2 years later, they knocked the whole place down because they kept having people go up there. But I believe this story was like an old veteran, maybe killed himself and his family up in the house up there. So there was always some bad vibes up there. But we went up and we filmed, obviously watching a bit of Ghostbusters and whatnot, but we filmed what we were doing at the time. And I remember filming, so I had my flashlight on and we're walking through the house and I'm filming the whole light and I can see everything in front of me. But then I just go to one corner in the house and I'm literally flashing my flashlight on it and it's staying dark the whole time. It's a completely open house, so there's no floor below it. And again, shining the light, nothing was getting to it. So that was a little bit eerie or whatnot. But then we went to go out, we walked outside, and as we walked outside, and I'm the only one that can probably vouch on this, but the others sort of thought that they saw something. But I literally saw like white smoke just gone shooting at me through the camera lens on the video. And again, I was, what the fuck was that? It wasn't as much of a scare until we actually listened back onto it. So we plugged the phone back into the aux cord in the on the way home, and we're listening to, you know, the video go through. And just before that white smoke jumps at me, you hear like a few thuds on the audio, which again was pretty under, like, we definitely didn't do that. So that gave us a good old scare.
Do you still have that footage?
Oh, nah. We're talking like probably iPhone 2.
Yeah.
This is good 10, 12 years ago. I still remember a couple of the boys. I think it was Jai and I don't want to shout the boys out. I haven't seen them in a few years, but yeah, we used to get up to some shit, and that was our ghost hunting days.
Man, I tell you what, who the fuck does that shit for fun, eh?
Look at the Ghost Hunter show. That dude fucking films it every fucking episode.
I used to always watch like the Ghost Hunter shit, like the real paranormal stuff on YouTube. I used to be fascinated with it.
Do you always watch scary movies? He's a fan.
Proper scary movies. Not the scary comedy movie.
Yeah, like, scary movie 1, 2, 3, 4.
Nah. No, I mean, horror films.
My kids are obsessed with a couple of YouTubers. They're called Sam and Colby. and they literally, like, they go to every haunted place in America.
I'm pretty sure they were on Rogan, right?
Yeah, they were on Rogan. Yeah, and they did a full thing because his daughter's obsessed with them as well.
What's the time stamp on that?
That
was all time.
Put a nipple on that for you. Did you say that? I didn't fucking mean that.
Blakey just missed
more full than I thought.
Blakey missed his mouth and just got all of his fucking that chick wet.
Yeah, that's terrible.
That
wasn't me, brothers. That was someone.
That's kind of abnormal.
Yeah. But yeah, those boys actually like. My kids watch it, but I sit there and I have to watch it with them, sort of thing. And I get into it, man. Like, they're actually really cool. I don't mind them. I'd say Joe does.
Well,
Joe.
Last little bit on that, is there any shows that your missus puts on or your kids put on and you find yourself?
My missus just watched Supernatural start to finish. And I think it took her fucking like 4 months. But start to finish 17 fucking seasons, bro.
What?
Every afternoon, I'd come home from work and she's just chilling, just watching fucking Supernatural.
This is insane, dude. I watch Love on the Spectrum.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the autistic love? The people that
yeah, that's autistic love.
Is it because it's relatable?
Yeah, look. A couple of boys and girls out there.
Blake's trying to...
Well,
Blake's applying for the...
They're all off his day.
Yeah, it's all Aussies.
Because I remember actually, you know, Shane Gillies, the cheese toasties all night. He's his brother or something is on the spectrum or Down syndrome or something like that.
The comedian.
He's a comedian, but he was shouting it out. He's like, dude, fucking Aussies are the only people who could get away. Like, just sit there and go, dude, what if we film?
I've seen
trying to fucking make it.
It's actually entertaining as fuck, eh? Like, these people have fucking switched on, but...
I haven't watched it, so I can't comment on it. But I saw Shane's bit on it, and I was like, fuck, that's
funny. It's pretty funny. Like, these guys are funny as fuck. And they don't even mean it.
Yeah, there you are. Love on the Spectrum people.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, but fuck Orphans. You boys are fucked if he's watching them.
Nah. Well, there's only one that's, like, actually proper scared me, and that was fucking Insidious 1, bro, because I've actually had fucking sleep paralysis before.
Orphan's pretty fucking twisted.
Yeah, Orphan was twisted.
It's fucked, dude. One of my favourite all the times. It's not as
twisted. The Orphan.
Orphan, yeah.
I watched that.
Yeah, did you like it?
No, dude. Are you kidding?
Yeah, it's fucked, eh?
Bro, I have nightmares.
When she, like, takes false teeth out, bro, I was like...
You know that's based on a true story?
Yeah, it is, yeah. 100%.
There's an Orphan, too.
A Ukrainian girl. I think there's about 4 now.
Is there?
But, yeah, they probably get worse as they go down the line.
Oops. Oh, shit. I don't like a name.
I'm going to do it after this.
Oh, I'm all fucking going to join you.
We'll kill them all the time. But when you get back, we're going to do our takes from our mates. One of the best horror... I'm probably more in the thriller section. I remember going to the video agency, right? The video we used to go to Blockbuster. We used to go to that. What section would you go to?
Normally what was new.
Comedy.
What was new, but then I'd go and get like the classics, bro. Like,
you are old school. I mean, you've been watching Roadhouse OG.
Yeah, I just
twice now.
It's such a good fucking movie. I've been listening to the soundtrack too on Spotify.
But yeah, when you go to a Blockbuster, what would you say?
No, I'd always classics. You'd always hit the new release section first.
Yeah.
See what was good. See if there's any left. Because you know they'd have like 30 fucking copies of them.
None would be in stock.
But then I'd normally just go fucking like old school comedies like Me, Myself and Irene. But I never really get into scary movies too much. But when I watched Insidious, bro, that movie fucked me up, man.
Yeah, there's some pretty dark shit that will turn you off some horror movies. But
I miss the classic, like the classic horrors, like the OGs, like Scream, Jeepers Creepers. Like Jeepers Creepers is one of my favorite movies all time.
See, I never saw like Friday the 13th or...
Even good, man. Have you watched the originals? Like,
nah.
Dude, they're so good.
You know me, I'm much more of a up-to-date guy. So we recently watched Creed 3 and that was fucking sick.
It was so good.
I never said I don't like Rocky 1, but would I go back and watch 2 hours of Rocky?
It was unusually quick for both of you to come back.
Yeah. You measure enough. That's got to be exactly.
I'm guaranteed.
So, I'm taking the gay ghost.
Guaranteed. Fucking Brad sat down and Blake pissed through his legs.
One of my...
That's exactly how I mean.
One of my favourite...
What is it called? Between my legs?
Yeah, what have you been doing?
Favourite thriller / horror of all time was Disturbia.
Oh, with that
Shia LaBeouf.
LaBeouf. That movie was fucked, bro. I seen that in the cinema.
So good.
Yeah.
So good. But done so well as well. And it's not to the point where it's full on horror and gore.
But it's more believable, though.
Yeah, 100%. That's the shit that keeps me on that.
Yeah.
Keeps me toey anyways. All right, guys. we're going to go into our mates' takes and yarns. So so for you, Blakey, pretty much what we do here, bro, is we've got some voice callers. So some of our mates.
Do you want to go the big one first?
I want to go the little one first.
Am I going to be able to hear?
Yes, I'm going to play them out loud for the pod. So again, I hope this is clear enough for everyone. And if it isn't, I'll try and edit it in another way. But I'm pretty sure we'll be able to get this right. And
do you want to do the clap?
Oh.
Now we know. Now we know.
Don't say no.
Yeah, now we know.
The clap. All right. So this is from Brad's little fella. Little
Trace.
Oh,
Trace. My little fella.
Yes. He's both ours.
Yeah.
Hey, baby. Where's the sub?
That's my boy.
Who says to Rufus? He literally says to me, I want to send Jason a thing.
That's
like,
so good.
See, it's literally Simba from the Lion King.
That's fucking right. Is that your son?
Just so you know, he's a Panthers fan. Like, mad.
Isn't he your boy?
Yeah.
Well, he's obsessed with you.
You know what it was? When he started taking interest in football, Black Panther was huge. And he's like, oh, I want to go for the Black Panthers. And I was like, there they are.
He's waiting.
Yeah.
All right, my friend.
And then we went on a run.
Yeah.
All right, boys. The next one is from Daniel Schultz. Shout out to the bro. Thank you for sending this one.
Oh, and Dan.
I reckon the David Clemmer celebration was fantastic. There's a bloke that really gives a shit that his team just won and sticks it up the opposition. And just like the Gold Coast Titans thing, I didn't even know he was still playing.
That's a great take. That is a great take.
You know, he was actually annoyed that you were a Melbourne Storm fan? Because Darm Dan is literally one of the most diehard Storm fans you'll ever meet. And he's like, I wish I gave Bogo more shit because he's a fucking said he was a Storm fan.
But you have the most diverse family.
No, Dan's not my family.
No, I mean, like, you go to Storm.
I go for the Titans, bro. Just so you know, last episode, we were talking about how did I go with the Titans or with the Gold Coast teams. And I went for the Melbourne Storm during the Super League era because there was no Gold Coast team.
Ah, gotcha.
And yeah, so Dan's diehard. He's so diehard that he even got Jason to wear a Melbourne Storm jersey, which I have a picture of if anyone wants it.
I love it.
$5 a copy. But
that was for a fucking great intention, though. It wasn't any support for Melbourne Storm at all because they're one of my least favourite teams. So.
Yeah, well, they're cheaters, man.
100% they do cheat.
But even
they did.
I found it kind of ironic that both Brock Mulligan, you know, standing in for Ruben Garrick taking the kick, got so much applause, but then so did the Clemmer as well. And it was the complete polar opposite each way. And both videos took off for us. So
that's rugby league, right?
It's rugby league.
That's rugby league.
And again, like, there was a little bit.
We love an underdog.
When I was watching it, I was going, "That's fucking from last week, you dog." But that was my little sort of to myself comment. But sure enough, there was a lot of other people that were on there. And mate, you should see some of the comments on these videos that go off.
God, I love it, bro.
There's people calling each other out. They're, you know, sending addresses. They're They're sending their addresses. They've got meeting up at certain places in their usernames. You know, they've got, you know, fuck you, da 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 da. Like,
it's been posted.
Yeah,
really. Yeah, he went fucking viral because of one of the comments he put on one of the posts, and even the footy player commented back, trying like calling him out, saying something about our mum, and I was like, fucking, that's a bit hard.
That's what I'm not ready for. I'm like, now I feel really bad for Gutho. Like, posting that clip of him, at the time I didn't feel bad because, like I said, there was a little bit of a fuck you from last week because the Eels did that to the Manly Seagulls. But seeing that, I was just like, oh, man. And especially because you guys have actually got a bit of a relationship with Gutho as well.
Well, from what I've been able to tell with Gutho, he doesn't do too much with social media.
One thing I just want to
see, he's a fucking brick wall.
One thing that I also just wanted to quickly say is that if he does see this...
No, we don't know.
Well, if he does see it, what I actually want him to take from it is that I want him to fucking G up and aim up and not let that happen again.
Yeah.
You know, don't, like, it's like, I'm not, like, I'm putting myself out there on podcast. People can clip me up, but please don't.
There'll be a rematch, right?
But yeah, exactly. And you wait till the Tigers come back, he's going to get it, and you betcha I'm going to fucking clip that up.
I'm laying a challenge down to Gutho right now. Next time they play the Tigers, he scores a try or kicks a goal like that after the Gutho siren.
I would just
fucking kick the goal and fucking do the Gutho over the tee, bro. Fuck Clemmer. Tosser anyway.
Sure. It's so funny how someone can go from so hated in the league to doing something like that. It's a grubby act. Like, if somebody was doing that to one of our teams,
you know what's crazy? Like, I actually used to think about this, is that Gutho is actually like a really nice dude. He's really good on the field. Like, he's not a fucking grub or anything.
Yeah.
But holy fuck, he costs some hate, man.
Yeah, bro.
And I think that's probably part of the reason why he doesn't fucking.
Everyone loses multis on him.
Do you think it's? I don't think it's a Gutho thing. I think it's the fucking Joe City West.
Yeah, I agree.
Para.
Doesn't help.
Yeah, that is Joe City West, bro.
Doesn't help.
I thought you meant number one.
All right, boys, we're going to get on. Sorry. We're going to one of our, probably our favourite listens from last week. I hope you can back it up. 2 weeks in a row. We've got Mr. Aiden Gleeson.
Ooh. Ooh.
Hey, boys, it's the Black Hawk here. I just want to go on a rant. Fucking Coles deliveries. I just got a delivery then, and fuck me, the bags have gotten even smaller. I just found myself doing 3 trips to the fucking front door, to the fucking kitchen. If you do anything more than mine, you fucking sit down and piss. These fucking bags hold like 3 items now. Will you fucking figure out, Coles, get some fucking better bags again? Fuck me. Anyway, boys, good one. In ya, hanging out ya.
My first take on that automatically is Aiden, get bigger hands and carry bigger bags.
Is he talking about the paperbacks?
Probably. With little baby hands like his, guaranteed.
Yeah, he's definitely talking about the bags. I know what
he's
talking
about. Like, fucking spend up a bit, get your dollar bags, bros. Like,
no, it's the delivery, bro. They give you the papers.
Well, I'm not that lazy, bro. I do my shops.
Yeah.
It's so funny because he sent that through on like a Saturday as well. Like, I thought it was going to be like a Saturday night yarn, like on the piss type thing, but he's ordered his shopping from Coles.
Yeah, he's
not happy.
And Blakey, I understand, do your own shopping. But I've got 4 kids, and I'll tell you what, bro, you don't want 4 kids in the fucking shopping centre.
Bro,
Neither do we.
I've
got, like, my missus works, and I know, bro, I'm not going to fucking Coles with my 4 kids, bro. Hey, what would it be like to take Doozy to a fucking shopping centre?
Good luck. Look, I couldn't think of anything worse, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
So if he's got kids, then fair play, but also get better bags for us.
All gone, kids.
Yeah, he's got 3.
There you go.
But
fuck, you guys can pop it out.
Fair play to Aiden's kids. They're literally the complete opposite of Brad's kids. They are the most well-behaved kids you've ever fucking seen.
Except for Trace.
But when they get together, they just fuck my yard up and throw rocks everywhere. I'm going to be so legs and fuck my rocks when I'm home.
Well, you're a landscaper, bro. You can sort that shit out easy.
I fucking upped them, bro. They built a dam with rocks in my yard. I said, make sure you put all the fucking rocks back. Aiden goes out, yells at all fucking 7 of these kids. And then they put all the rocks back. There's about 3 left. I go out and mow my yard up with a catcher. Fucking straighten my shin. I sent Aiden a photo of my fucking shin. I go, them fucking kids aren't coming back here. Come up to them rocks here. Oh, dude, busted my shin. And Aiden's like, oh, I'll make sure I tell him. And then he actually fucking tells him. He's like, fucking Jason's fucking his legs up with your fucking rocks in the middle. I was like, oh shit, they
Aiden, bro. Fuck. Yeah, get strong, bro. Just kind of fucking.
Yeah, fucking condition yourself, brothers.
Fuck. Thanks for sending that one through, brother. We're going to move on to the next one. Mr. Simon Taylor, legend. He's been an absolute.
This is my mate from work. So this is the diehard Raiders man that ripped me for predicting them for the Spurs.
And an absolute weapon on the social media. Thanks for making me clip up the David Clemmer as well, bro.
Hey there, boys. Big Simo here, the Australian capital terrorist, biggest Raiders fan out. Just want to start by saying, how about that fucking stooge Jason on the end? Banging on how he chooses the Raiders for the spoon for the year. What a fucking stooge he is. And then Benny on the other end.
Oh, here we go.
To Jason, how he doesn't like fucking fantasy shows, but then bangs on how he watches fucking a school kid in flying fucking colours waving a wand. What a fucking idiot he is. And then Paul, Dr. Buddha's brother in the field, looking like a reverse fucking Oreo. These fucking seating arrangements. You fucking stole the bloke's land and now you make him sit in the middle looking like a racist fucking terrorist hospital. The poor bloke his own seat. Content, can't wait to see some more.
Holy shit. He's got another.
He told me it was good.
One more thing, boys. That fucking Jason cunt giving me shit at work about the fucking Viking clap. The only clap he fucking hears is when he's banging his missus from behind with his small dick and his nuts are hitting her guts. Fucking hell, and at the end of everybody does his little pussycat call. I'm sick of hearing that thing. Tell that cunt to shut up.
Who is that guy? I want to work with him.
Can't tell me how you really feel, Simon.
Fuck. That guy's hilarious.
Reverse Oreo call.
That got me off guard. I was kind of talking about he doesn't like fantasy shows, and he goes on about the fucking Harry Potter. That's got
it. Is he saying he's quiet?
Yeah, I think so.
I think he's...
Yeah, he is.
That is what... I'm sitting with the LED light right here.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, that'll make Aiden look white, yeah.
Thanks for sending that one through, Simon. We look forward to hearing from you again next week, bro.
Because, legend cunt. Love him.
Handy. We got Adam for another question again. Yep.
G'day, boys. Answer here. Again, one of Portland's finest. The last one was a little bit soft, so I'm going to talk a bit later this time around.
Legs.
A few quick fire questions for you boys. Question number one, would you rather poo a pineapple or pee a grape? Ooh. Question number two, would you rather give the first 90% of a blowjob or the last 10%? And question number three, would you rather suck one dick 10 times or...
dicks one
time.
They're so
much.
Wow. He definitely picked up his questioning from last week. Hey?
Can we give Blake the first part?
Of course.
Pineapple or grape?
Pineapple or grape.
I was going to say, should we go down the line and just go...
One each. I think so.
Well, I've had kidney stones before, so I'm shooting a fucking pineapple.
I reckon I'd give a pineapple a go. Is it leaf first or fruit first?
Oh, look. Look, if you get the spikes on the downward spiral, it's not going back up.
Fruit first, I think I'm alright.
Oh man, that's a depends how fucking large his pineapple is.
With the baby pineapples, bro, they grow with the fucking leaves underneath them, and then have leaves on top too.
Oh well, fucking give us a grape.
Yeah, I'm gonna put the grape any day. Look at the size difference. I mean, it's gonna be a hard push, but.
Bro, you're asking stretch.
Yeah,
you've also got the texture of the pineapple on the outside.
Jace definitely gets the fingers in the arse, eh? Fucking breakfast.
He's ready. That's what I was about to talk about prep.
He's got a pineapple looped up in the cup.
If you can prep, because I've watched pornos where cunts are sticking like baby corns down their cock. And like, a baby corn's bigger than your breath.
Down the top.
Yeah, down the top.
What the fuck do you watch?
No,
that's not porn. That's fucking. That's not.
I didn't know. Cool. Like,
that's
bro,
that's all corn nut, bro.
Bro, I didn't like search like corn and cock porn. Like it just happened, bro. Like,
that's not on
those rabbit holes.
Yeah, that is not front page porn.
Bro, you ever watched? You ever fucking clicked on a video and went, "Oh, this is what I was expecting."
No, because I search what I want to watch. Yeah.
What do you search?
What was the second part of the question? There was piss a pineapple.
Would you rather finish? Would you rather do 90% of a blowjob or the last 10%?
That is so fucked.
If I'm blowing myself, I want the 90%, bro, because that's fucking like 30 seconds.
That was the question. You try and reach to your cock.
Now?
String
it. Like, do you want me to what, now? Turn the mic, is it?
No, your cock.
No, bro, I'm not doing that, because this kind of over here will clip it up and make it viral.
Yeah.
What are you guys going to say? I'm going to say the first 90%.
I'll get 90.
Yeah. Because I reckon that 90%, I could shorten that up to make that a little bit
higher.
Do you put in 10% effort or you put in 90% effort?
You've got to do 90%. The 10% is a shot in the mouth.
Exactly. Yeah.
But
so you try and get through that 90%.
Like, you'd be so good.
You or are you like,
hey, yeah,
like,
Scott, yeah. You'd be gone for fucking 45 minutes.
Yeah. Those ones go, ooh, yuck. Or do you just go,
This guy, right, he's had a bit of practice, so yeah, 90%.
You should have heard that ASMR the other week.
Dude.
Episode 2.
No, yeah, so I just want to make clear. You're saying that, like, you could, you, like, it's like.
I reckon the 90% that you would take half an hour to do, I'd probably get it done in 10. And then you can finish off that last 10.
Remember how your friends did that 75% thing? About gay, straight guys, yeah. 75% of straight guys are gay, is that right? They just haven't had the opportunity?
Apparently.
Is that a fucking legit stat?
No, this is some, these are some stats thrown out there.
So, oh, fuck.
Yeah, I'm just doing a quick
night. I was literally just trying to figure out how gay these boys
were. And how can you say it's a quick 90?
I think you were trying to work out how quick you could suck your dick.
How long's 90%?
Well, that's what Ben's trying to work out.
I'm saying I can get that done. Do you go hard? Do you get it done fast?
Be hard.
I'm talking to
see the demo on the like, is the answer?
Depends how big it is.
Yeah, are you
cupping?
Like,
I'm going. I told you when I'm all in on something, I'm all in. You're getting the trombone and everything.
What are you doing, mate?
Rusty, bro.
What's that? You want a blow dart as well?
Yeah.
Right up, coming right up.
Yeah. Bro, I can respect that. Well, no, it's cool.
Oh, it's cool. Oh. Yeah. I mean,
right. I'm going with 10%.
He asked the question.
I'm laughing, bro.
We've got the last question too. Would you rather suck one dick 10 times or 10 dicks once? I'm doing one dick 10 times because by the 9th or 10th, I'm getting that dude quick. We're punching out 30.
I reckon if you go over one dick, then you're done. So if you got one dick 10 times, I mean, fuck.
Well, that's one dick though. It's not
yeah, 10. Exactly right. Yeah. If you go 10 dicks, I mean, we've got to have a chat.
What?
You got?
Yeah, no, I agree. Because you're going to work him out, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you're working out quicker.
Yeah, but if you got 10 different guys, they all got different likes, you know what I mean? They all got different things, but I'm agreeing.
Yeah, I'm full agreeing to you.
Yeah. I think we all agree we go 1 by 10 dots.
Thanks, Adzy.
Thanks, mate.
Please go and chat that in again, Adzy.
Not opening your voice message next week, Anzi.
Just Pricey.
This is Timothy Price.
Hey, boys. Pricey here. Good work on the podcast. It's going well. Always good content. It helps that you sometimes even know what you're talking about. Stay and keep up the good work. Just one point of order, Bradley. His name is Kieran Foran. Fucking Foran. That's Foran, mate. You got that Tino bloke in your team that's got more fucking vowels in his surname than consonants, and you rattle that out like you're some kind of linguist. Kieran Foran, you can't say it. You got the fucking game, mate.
That's fucking pretty hard, eh?
But it is foreign.
That's
no crossy. That is F-O, Ren, foreign. Yeah. Do you know about you, Kieran Foran?
Kieran Foran?
No.
Foran.
Foran.
Yeah.
Wait, you're Kiwi, aren't you?
I'm fucking
handsome. Oh, you look like Kiwi, bro.
Oh, kia ora, whānau.
What'd you say that?
Kia ora, whānau.
Yeah.
He used to say, Fonzo.
Fonzo, G.
All right, guys. The last one.
Wait. Can I just say something for Rossi? No, fuck you, man.
Just a quick
word. You're saying it like he's on the phone.
Yeah.
And before you hang up.
Yeah. All right, boys. The last one that we got for tonight is going to be Michael Coker taking us home, and he sent this one through Facebook. It is a little bit longer, so we'll play through them, and then we'll give our takes on it. And yeah, thanks for sending these through, bro.
Yeah, boys. It's your boy here. I'm not going to say who it is. Danny Togo fucking knows. Anyone said, you haven't lived until you shit yourself. Well, Brad Togo's fucking lived, hasn't he? Brad Togo came to my house and we had a party once. Brad Togo, do you remember this? Do you know who this is yet?
I remember.
When you shat in the toilet.
In the bath.
And then had to spew. So you turned around and spewed in the toilet while shitting on my fucking wall. Your mate, me, you know.
Yeah, cheers, Coca. That's funny because when I was telling my other story last week, I didn't remember about Jesus. That time because it was about 15 years ago.
And you shat on the wall.
Oh, well, yeah, when you're throwing up, bro, you can't control your bowels.
God, I'll just throw up on the ground.
No, I'll throw up in the toilet, bro.
Yeah, I'd fucking rather shit.
Hey, no, just toilet. Hold on.
We still got part two, three, four,
five. Wait. Before you press play, just so you know, the wall that I shat on, I think, was like a tiled wall that was a part of like a bath shower ensemble type deal.
It makes it so much better.
Yeah, so you could like wash it off.
Oh, yeah.
Real easy, right?
You had that in mind, didn't you?
So considerate, bro.
Oh, also, shout out to his ex. That were together and for a long time after.
What?
I made that bitch clean that fucking shit off that wall. So, shout out to you, Ellie.
He did, actually. She did.
I'm not gonna say who it is because I reckon he's gonna fucking know. If he doesn't know, he's gonna work it out. An old man once said, "You haven't been drunk until you shit yourself." That old man was Aiden. Brad, how many times you been drunk, bro? Remember that time we had that cooking party? Came to my house. You took a shit in the toilet. You fucking remember that? And then you're so drunk you had to spew.
Is this the same one?
It feels like this is the same.
I think it's the same yarn.
Yeah, remember that? And when you turned around, you still shit on the fucking wall. So that's Ellie. Your ex. Clearing that shit off. I was just like, Ellie, he's yours.
He's yours. Oh, there's still two more. I don't know. Okay. I don't know if they're going to be the same ones.
It was like a shark. So shit all over my wall. It was just like... going to pellets all over my fucking wall. Like I said, show that to one.
Ellie.
Yeah, it's a big elder for I don't know if your son listens to that. Yeah. Welcome to the big town. Hang on a minute. So it's Mick fucking Coker. Yeah, I'm worth it, yeah? You don't know, years later, like you've done this when you're about maybe 18, 19, Brad?
Yeah.
And then maybe, I was going to say, maybe you grew up. You didn't. Fuck. You don't shit yourself. You shit yourself in front of your brother once sober. But you've never done that. And you've done it twice. Man,
love you, bro. Love you, bro. Love you. Great work, Mick.
Oh, love hearing from our mates.
Do I need to comment on that, or...?
I don't think so, bro. I think
you told the whole story.
Yeah, I think he tells it well. He might have thrown the same one in there twice. I'm not sure if that first one was supposed to get played, but...
I didn't mind the fucking yell on the second one, though.
Yeah, that was way better. If I'm clipping one up, it's going to be that second one.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, Mick's a fucking mad cunt. He's got a mad story. I'll try to bring him on one day. He's got a good story about his life.
100.
Yeah, like...
Blakey, before we wrap this one up, brother, is there anything else that you sort of need to get off your chest that you want to say to our listeners or any stories that you had in mind that you wanted to tell that you couldn't just yet?
Oh, fuck.
Were you good?
On the spot, mate.
Nah, you're right. Really, you're right.
Said everything on every side.
Mate, thanks for...
Enjoy your life.
Thanks for coming on the pod. And like we said, I don't think it's going to be the last. I hope you enjoyed your time on the potty today.
Yeah, it was funny as fuck.
And, our mate Callers Takes and Yarns. It's probably one of the highlights. I didn't even want to do it at first either. I was fully against it with these boys. And yeah, surely enough, it's come a long way, but yeah.
I reckon you need aircon in this fucking studio. I don't need a little warm,
but
I'm fucking snappy, or it's all the beer I've spilled on me.
We're coming into winter soon, so.
Is the next question just what Blake's goodbye is going to be? Because we rolled through a couple. Well, I've had a couple. You guys have stayed the same, but.
Like, what do I say when I say, like, see you later?
What do you say?
Stitch me out there.
I fucking
later
told you.
Later, bolt.
Yeah.
Yeah, later, bolt.
That's still Benters.
So what are you saying?
Benters.
What do you usually say when you say goodbye to someone?
Ciao, bella.
Yeah, bro.
See you later, beautiful.
Yeah.
Are we wrapping this up?
Yeah, we're wrapping this one up.
Go.
No, man. Just see you later, boss.
Yeah. Yeah.
Later, Bob.
Sure, Bob.
Yowza. Actually, no, we can't end it like that. We'll go one more time.
Fuck,
but
man.
before we do go on to that, let's just say a quick shout out and a massive thank you. Why is one of those mics out?
That's the
one. Oh, that's right. Thanks for reminding us, Jason.
Haven't we already done this?
Well, I think so. All right. There's three cables in there.
Just one last time, Jason, you piece of shit. Why is that mic not plugged in?
I don't know.
That's all right. Before we wrap it up, guys, I just wanted to say a massive thank you to all of our listeners, all of the support that we've been shown over on our Instagram, through our TikTok. We've now surpassed 1,000 followers on TikTok. Like, you remember how hard it was to grow our fucking social media when we were trying to do our thing?
Yeah.
Naturally and organically, it's done its own thing, but all off the back end of our mates getting behind it, sharing it to their stories, commenting on the posts, and liking away. For anybody that's new listening to the pod, you can check us out on Instagram, your.mates.pod, or over on TikTok or Facebook, Your Mates Podcast. We drop these episodes every Thursday as well, and we try to keep them not necessarily up to date so that you can go back and listen to them whenever you like to. So if you did enjoy this one, I recommend going back and listening to a couple beforehand as well, and you can sort of get a bit of a vibe and a feel for what we do, and yeah, get behind us. Any last messages from you boys?
No, I'm pretty good, eh? If I can watch the footage and some good games this weekend.
Yep. Look out for Falcons.
Look out for Falcons. And we're on the fucking build. We're like 2 weeks away from USA 300.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So next week's a midweek show.
Yeah. Balls are getting tingly.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, anybody who's on the Gold Coast or Brisbane who wants to travel April 20th, we're probably going to end up at the Titans Manly game right before Jason's fucking absolute send.
Yep.
Get around it, get amongst it, get inside us, fucking do what you want to do with Jason, he's a slut.
Yeah,
yeah, I'll come back early for that one.
Yeah,
if you're offering on there.
Okay, done.
Done. I just fucking cut the trick shot.
Anything else?
No, I'll see you later, live your life, friend.
Yeah, I'm starting to.
Yeah.
Until next time, guys, later, Bolt.
Fucking
light bulb. Just a song.
Fuck the bunnies.
Fuck the bunnies.
Fucking up the bunnies.
Oh, I can't. Did it not record? Oh.
Did it not record?
That should have been green. Oh my God.